All right, everybody, this is Chase March, and I have Talia Sagamonian on the line right now, and she is the author of Robert Pattinson, Kristen Stewart, and Taylor Lautner in Their Own Words. How's it going, Talia?
Great, how are you?
Pretty good. So this book is coming out just before the last installment of the movie. So how'd you go about compiling this book?
Well, I already like the actors a lot of times because I've been on the set and I'd reviewed the films and I'd interviewed them during junket. So I was pretty familiar with the material. And I just used some of my old material and I researched some more just in case I'd missed something and did a lot of fact checking, of course. And it was actually pretty easy to do. I mean, if you're familiar with the subject, then it's not that hard. But there is so much about Twilight that you could just literally write volumes and volumes about it.
So were you a fan of the books before the movies?
I didn't know the books before the movies. The first time I heard of Twilight was when I first went to the screening of the first Twilight movie, actually. And I didn't know what to expect. And I thought it was kind of looked like an art house movie. And then there was this vampire story. And I kind of thought it was cool that, you know, it was different from other vampire films. And I thought it was pretty well made, and that kind of got me interested in the whole series. And when I interviewed the actors a couple of weeks later, I was surprised there were like so many fans who knew about it. I thought, oh, so I guess I was the only one who was in the dark.
Yeah, it's really captured the attention of millions and millions, which is crazy when you think about it, because when I was a kid, I'm dating myself a little bit here, but I don't remember a book ever having this much of an impact.
I don't either. I think when I was like maybe 10 years old, The Outsiders was really popular.
Now that you get forced to read that in school now, I tell you.
Forced?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. I think the author was like 16. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of teachers are still teaching that. And I find maybe it's not as accessible for kids these days. Because there's some really good young adult literature coming out.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there. And I think J.K. Rowling and Stephanie Meyer have really encouraged that. And I think a lot of the young adults today use much more imagination and they go into fantasy and there's like a real story behind it. And I think, you know, kids want imagination and they want escapism and they want something that they don't have in everyday life or they don't have in any other book.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm a teacher, so I really like to see that kids are reading. And the interesting thing is, if people were like you and they only discovered the movie first before the books, some people actually like to go read the books afterwards because then they can picture their favorite actors and actresses in their head while they're reading the book.
Absolutely, and I think often books are different and they're like pleasantly surprised. So they get the best of both worlds. They get the film and the book. So it's kind of like they have two different interpretations of the story. What I mentioned in my book is that Stephanie Meyer and J.K. Rowling and all these authors have encouraged kids to read 500 plus page books. You know, 12-year-olds who read books like this. It's amazing. And that's a feat in itself. So it's great that they're encouraging kids to read and use up their imagination and, you know, maybe inspire them to become writers.
Yeah, that would be amazing. It certainly is something to see the cultural book phenomenons that keep coming out because, I mean, we had Harry Potter and then we had Twilight. Now we have The Hunger Games. And I wonder if this is going to continue where every few years we get a new popular title that just crosses over and gets superstar success.
Well, I kind of hope so. I kind of like hope that people are steering away from, you know, the vampires and because Stephanie Meyer did that so well and maybe somebody will make up something else. I don't know, a talking horse. I don't know. I'm just giving an example. But I think, yeah, there will be more. Everybody wants to be the next Stephanie Meyer. But I think the people who will succeed will have original ideas. And I do hope it continues this whole trend.
Yeah, we're talking with the author of Robert Pattinson, Kristen Stewart, and Taylor Lautner in Their Own Words. So this book is interesting because you've compiled over 30 different cast interviews all the way from like the very start of the first movie coming out to the present. So about like 4 or 5 years worth of interviews are in this book and it's 300 pages with pictures. And you can also get an enhanced version that has some audio clips on it as well.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome because you can actually hear them you know, talking, and you can hear their voice. And it, I think that's the great thing about ebooks, because it allows you so much more.
I'm a big fan of audiobooks. I don't have an ebook reader, but it's interesting to see that ebooks can actually cross different, like, multimedia kind of stuff now.
Yeah, and I think kids are much more technically advanced, so to speak, than we were when we were kids. So I think they kind of expect things to be multimedia. And I hope that with the advent of ebooks, that, you know, audio will also encourage them to want to read the book more, just any book. But it's interesting for them, you know, to hear the actors actually speaking. I find it amusing that you can actually listen to the book as you're reading it.
So how much of the book is available on audio then? Is it the entire thing or just portions of it?
No, just portions of interviews and things like that.
Oh, very cool. So you have quite the history of credits, of writing credits. A lot of magazine credits like In Style and Elle Girl and Rolling Stone and Marie Claire and Enemy. So can you tell us a little bit about your background as a writer?
I started out maybe late 90s and I was a rock journalist. I interviewed like just about every rock star except Mick Jagger and Bruce Springsteen and David Bowie, which is a bummer. I did a lot of rock journalism. I worked for a few months at the New York Times Paris Bureau, where I didn't do entertainment stuff. It was much more serious. The story really changed my life because I was hired on September 11 and they were telling me how I was going to, you know, it was really exciting to work in foreign offices. But yeah, so that kind of changed my life in many ways. And it was a great opportunity too. And then after that, I worked for 9 years at a French newspaper called Metro, which exists in many countries, I think Canada included.
Nice.
And I wrote about music and I was a film critic there. So
where are you based out of right now?
Right now I'm in Paris and I just fly back and forth between Paris and LA. And I was recently in Atlanta doing a set visit of The Walking Dead. So that was fun.
Oh, wow. So you're getting quite into film and television. Are you writing about that series as well?
No, they're very secretive about it, so not yet. But it would be interesting to write something about it one day, yeah, sure.
The interesting thing about that phenomenon, too, is that that started out as a book, as a comic book.
Yeah, so absolutely. I think they've changed a little bit and they've added characters that don't exist in the book. So it's interesting. A lot of the actors were telling me they bought like the whole entire series of the comic books, and it, you know, it's still continuing. So they're reading it, and they find it interesting how the writers interpret that for the series. And yeah,
I think it's amazing how books are becoming so huge culturally, and they're becoming films and television series. Because, you know, when I was a kid, the boring books became movies, and then they were at the library, and they weren't. You know, it's like, oh, let's watch a movie because we read a book and it was kind of boring. But now the kids are, you know, you don't have to force them to watch any of this stuff. The kids are seeking it out and they're reading it themselves. That's pretty amazing.
I think they make better choices now as to which movies to adapt to on film. You know, I think they're much more marketing savvy today. They know that if they're going to readapt A Catch in the Rye, for example, none of the kids are going to want to see that.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to say it. So, or The Scarlet Letter or something. It's because it's so not relevant today, maybe. Or because kids aren't interested in that. And it doesn't have any real marketing value as far as film is concerned. These are things that are better left as books and for kids to discover as books. Yeah, they make better choices. They know what kids like. And a lot of the writers are young and they have much more street cred, sort of.
Yeah, that's a great point about some books are fine just being books. And I know Orson Scott Card is one of my favorite science fiction writers, and he's got a lot of great like audio books. And at the end of the book, he does a little talk about the book. And there's one quote I remember him, and everyone's asking about when the Ender's Game movie is going to come out and pressure him. And he's like, well, why is it? It's already a book, was his answer, right? Why does it need to be a movie? It's already a book. And I thought that was an amazing answer.
Well, I read The Martian Chronicles by Ray Bradbury, and I could never imagine how they could adapt that to a movie. I'm sure they've tried. It's so complex, and it's so much better to read that. And I read that when I was 10 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm surprised myself.
So what's your favorite book, if you had to choose? I know I have a favorite book of all time. Do you have one?
What's your favorite book?
My favorite book is Heartbeat by Sharon Creech. And it's probably not a book not a lot of people know, but it's a verse novel. So when you flip through it, it looks like a collection of poetry, but it actually tells a cohesive story of this 12-year-old girl that likes to run just for running's sake. And everyone's pressing her to be part of the team at school. It's a really, really nice book. It's, you know, just beautiful, poetic, and it just sounds amazing.
Okay, I have to get that. My favorite book, I think, it's not a novel. It's a book called On Writing by Stephen King.
I love
that.
Where
he gives the best writing. I think when you read too many writing advice books, you just become crazy and, you know, you don't want to become a writer anymore. But his advice is so simple and yet so efficient. And I love that he listens to Iron Maiden when he's writing.
Yeah, I really love that book. But I've been torn a little bit lately because I've been reading some blogs and the StoryFix blog by Larry Brooks. And I read his book, Story Engineering. And he really, you know, is an advocate for planning and plotting and having these certain elements and planning it all out beforehand. Whereas Stephen King is like, you know, just writes, you know, and lets the story steer itself. And that's the way I write as well. But it's been making me think lately. I mean, I wonder if I should be planning more. But I don't think so. I think, you know, that Stephen King has something there about story being like a bound object and he's kind of uncovering it as he's going.
Exactly. I think it should flow like a fountain and then you can go back and rewrite and rewrite. But I think the first draft, you should just write whatever goes through your head.
I think that's what
I do. And you're
going
to edit your...
Sorry, keep cutting
off. Stream of consciousness, yeah.
Yeah, the Skype interviews, sometimes there's a little bit of a delay. We keep cutting each other off. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Yeah, modern technology, though, because this is amazing, because you're, like, in France, and I'm in Ontario, mm-hmm. Canada, and we can still talk, like, with hardly any delay whatsoever and record it for a podcast. Like, that's incredible.
Yes, modern technology is a great thing. I think it may make people crazy, but it's also great.
For sure. What was I saying? I had a point that I was going to make, probably related to...
About writing?
Yeah.
Consciousness.
Yeah, because... I even try to do that with my interviews. I mean, I've seen interviews before where it's just 10 questions. You ask the same 10 questions of everybody. And, you know, it's quite boring. Like, with my interviews, I try to make it more of a conversation. And yeah. I think it's more exciting for the audience as well.
Absolutely. I think the audience wants to hear a conversation and even wants to read a conversation when you're doing written interviews because they're much more interesting and fun and they don't want to read something or hear something that, you know, they've read or heard in 50 other places.
We're talking with Talia Sagamonian, author of Robert Pattinson, Kirsten Stewart, Taylor Lautner, In Their Own Words, which is out right now. And there's a lot of different interviews in this book. Are they conversational as well?
Some of them are. I didn't do all of them. It's a collection of interviews that the ebook people, which is the publisher, writers that they syndicate, and some of the interviews were done by them. So, yeah, some of them are conversational, but the interesting thing about the interviews is that you see how the actors have grown because they're quite young, and you see, like, their progression and how they've matured and grown, like, through the years since the first Twilight. It's very interesting.
Yeah, especially because some of them were, you know, relatively unknown and have become superstars in their own right. Like, Kirsten Stewart has done a lot of different films, not just the Twilight films. I think the other two have done some other films as well, but I know I've seen Kirsten Stewart in other films, and I don't know if I've seen the other two in other films. I may have.
Well, Robert Pattinson did Water for Elephants with Reese Witherspoon and Christoph Waltz last year.
Oh,
and he recently did Cosmopolis with David Cronenberg.
Nice.
So he's doing different things, and I think he's going to film a movie in Iraq, he said, by a French director. And I think he wants to do something entirely different and, you know, just take on different roles. And Kristen Stewart is much more into indie movies, and I don't know if she's going to do the second Snow White movie. I think it's an option, but yeah.
Yeah, so it's an end of an era because the last Twilight movie is coming out very shortly. So a lot of people are going to be excited and mourning the demise of the movie franchise. But it's something that they'll always have in the books and the DVDs to be able to go back to. And in your book, to see some of the behind the scenes kind of stuff with the three main actors in the film.
Absolutely. So, you know, fans shouldn't be sad. They can always go back and watch the movies. And Stephenie Meyer said that if the producers asked her to, she wouldn't be against writing the sixth book.
Oh, wow.
But so far, I think she has. Yeah, but I think she's concentrating on the host right now, and she's gonna do two sequels to that book. Don't get over excited. They're not doing the sixth movie yet. I think she would announce it. She's doing something. She'll announce it. But for now, she's concentrating on the host.
Nice. So your book, the interview compilation, that's 300 pages long, has about 100 or so. More 100 plus pictures in it, more than 30 cast interviews. It's available right now. How can people go about purchasing that?
They can go to amazon.com, the biggest bookstore in the world.
Nice. There's two different formats. There's a regular ebook. I was just looking, goes from anywhere from $5.99. I've seen it a little bit less, so I was just searching around. There's a couple different places you can pick it up, and then there's the enhanced version for $7.99.
Yes, with the audios.
And we're going to give away a copy of it.
Cool.
Yes. So how do you think we should go about giving that away?
You should ask a quiz question.
Yeah, we'll have to think about that. Do you have a good question, maybe?
Something difficult. Something a real diehard fan would know.
All right, well, you can get back to me on that one. And
okay.
People that can answer Talia's question that I will put down on the blog can do that in the comments or by Twitter or Facebook, and then we can give away a copy of the book.
Okay, wonderful.
That'll be awesome. Yeah, it's been nice talking to you, so thanks for giving us your time right here. Once again, the book is by Robert Pattinson, Kristen Stewart, and Taylor Lautner in their own words, and we've been talking to Talia Sagamonian.
Thank you for having me.
Chase Mars.